It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
We look forward to seeing Frosty every Thursday for the Frosty Report. And I was checking out your Frost Farm social media page, and Christmas has definitely arrived.
Oh, yes. Yep. No, that's all we're talking about these days.
You've got so much packed into your shop with the trees and the ornaments, and let's talk trees.
Yeah. We're selling a lot of Christmas trees right now. There's a lot of folks that like to get them early, and probably this weekend we'll be busy, too. It sounds like Saturday weather will be pretty good. But there's a few tips, and some are commonly known, you know, with your Christmas tree as far as keeping it away from like a direct heat source, and also, of course, keeping it watered. You want to cut a fresh end off before you stick it in the water. But another big tip is, like, tomorrow we're going to have some really cold temperatures, and you want to acclimate your tree before you bring it inside.
Is that my dad? When we used to get trees when I was little, I would be so excited, but he'd say, wait a minute. He would set the tree in the garage for like a day or two. It's got to settle. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah, yep. Because you figure if it's coming from freezing temperatures, then the needles are literally frozen onto the tree. So when you bring it inside, immediately you're shocking it. And that's when a lot of times people will say, all the needles just fell right off. And it's because you're just shocking the tree. So make sure you acclimate your tree before you get it inside.
So do you have all different sizes of trees at Frost Farms?
Yeah, we do. We have from tabletop all the way up to 8 feet plus. And we've also got a few Fraser firs, which is a popular one that we don't usually get a lot of. So get them while they're fresh and ready. We got another load coming today, actually. Forgot about that.
Wow.
So
nice.
Another fresh cut load. Yep.
The tabletop trees, too, also handy for people with cats.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.